We've come on location again to somewhere very noisy, and we're very privileged to be speaking with Doug Odell from Odell Brewing. And he's just been telling us about the collaboration brew that he's doing with Camden Town, and I'm just going to ask him to tell us something about some of his other beers that might be available in the UK. For example, we've already been talking about the very wonderful Cutthroat Porter.
Yes.
Is there a story behind that?
Well, in the United States, each state typically has like a state flower and a state bird, and oftentimes a state fish. And so, in the case of Colorado, the state fish is the greenback cutthroat trout. And so, we originally brewed this beer as a house beer for a local craft beer bar in Fort Collins. And so, since it was his idea, the bar owner, to do this, I said, well, you can name it whatever you want. So he was an avid fisherman, so he named it the Cutthroat Porter, and it's stuck ever since for 20 years now.
And what sort of a beer is it?
Oh, I think it's rich, pretty creamy, weighs in at about 4.7 ABV. So it's got some heft to it, but I think very smooth, and it's done as well as really any of our other beers in competitions. So, and then that's a really good seller here in the UK, and so is our IPA, a 5-barrel pale ale, which is about 5.2%. That one is here as well, 90 shilling, which is our version of a Scottish ale, although it's I say that it's a cross between a Scottish ale and an English pale ale, because it's darker than a pale ale, but it's hoppier than a Scottish ale. So those are the main ones we have here. Recently, we brought over our new chocolate milk stout, brewed with milk chocolate and milk sugar. So that's we've got some at the bar here if you want to try it. And it's that one's really rich.
I shall look forward to trying that very much. And what do you think of the craft scene here in the UK? Have you had a chance to sort of go to any bars while you've been in London?
Yes, I have. A couple of days ago, spent much of the afternoon going to different places that were recommended to me. And I'm really impressed by how quickly the craft beer scene is growing here in London. I understand that, it wasn't even, maybe not even 10 years ago, there was three or four breweries in London, and last number I've heard is 49. So that's quite an increase, and it's really good to see. And I hope that that the London brewers continue to collaborate with each other and support each other, because craft brewers are stronger together than fighting each other.